You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Let's see what we can do in 15 minutes here today. You're going to hear a sermon now. This is the last part of this message that I preached about 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. And it's entitled, Jesus I Know and Paul I Know. And it's this shocking thing that happened in the book of Acts where we see some unbelievers, exorcists, saying, we cast you out by the Jesus that Paul talks about. And the demon actually responds and says, Jesus I know, and Paul I'm acquainted with, or I've heard of him, but who are you? And I'm going to ask the question, and I ask it to you now before we get into the last part of this. Is your face on Satan's bulletin board down there in heaven? Down there in hell. When you go into the post office and you see this FBI most wanted, are you on Satan's most wanted list? Are you a threat to him? Are you a threat to the kingdom of darkness? Let me encourage you to spend the rest of your days by doing that. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, all you need to do is to be sold out to the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that is, be chained to it, and all these things will be added unto you. And then when you're sold out to God and when you're going to serve him with all of your heart, then you'll become noticed. And then you'll be like what the demon said, Jesus I know, the word gnosko, to know intimately. And I'm sure they did because he created the angels. And Paul I've heard of, that is, they've sat around the water cooler talking about him. Have you seen what this Paul's doing out here? Turning this world upside down. Actually, he's turning this upside down world right side up. Let me encourage you to spend the rest of your days here on earth doing the same thing. Letting God use you to turn this upside down world right side up. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled.
You want to return to the book of Acts? Sell your house. Sell your business. And then take a bus down there to Texas and give it all the way to the Guatemalans that are coming in across the border. If you want revival, this is what happens. This is the kind of stuff that'll take place and took place during a revival. Okay, let me move on. Just because I hear that so many times. That a great big revival is coming in the country. And it's time to go back and live under the book of Acts again. And if that's the case, then get ready. It starts with you getting rid of everything that you own. Everything that you have. And giving it away. It starts there. It starts there. But you can't give it to an apostle because there's no apostles either. Okay, down to chapter 20. Let's pick it up in verse 17. We'll skip through these other verses here. In verse 9, we see that Paul was quite the long-winded preacher. He was preaching so long that someone died. Someone sitting on the ledge of a window, and Paul preached all night long. And then the guy got tired, and he'd do what I do at 9:15 every night, ask my wife. Wham! Out through the window he goes, down to the ground, and dies. Now that's one long-winded preacher. All right, verse 17. Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus, and he called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ." What did he teach? Repentance and faith. Verse 22. "And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that'll happen to me there, except the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." All right, you see, Paul's got John 12:25 down. What do you think, Darren? "He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Paul said, "I do not count my life as dear to me." So where do you stand on that? Are you there yet? Like many, if not all of us, how do I get there to that place? How do I get to that place that Paul is at? Where he says, "I really don't care about my life." And Jesus says, if you love your life, you'll lose it. If you hate your life, then you keep it. How do I get there? I'm not there yet. Even the Apostle Paul, sometimes he said, it's not that I have already attained, but I press on. How do you and I get to the place where we can disregard our lives like this? How do we do it? I actually got the answer to that question, and I'll let the Bible answer it, and that is out of the book of James. Let me read you the verse. James chapter 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, verse 2 says this. Let me read it again out of the old NIV. It says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds," or various trials, "knowing that the testing of your faith develops." Hupomone. You see, something happens to you when you face trials and undergo them. That's why James said to you, rejoice when it happens to you. Something transpires on the inside of you when you endure a trial. He says, "Count it all joy when you face trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops." And the Greek word, hupomeno. It's like a chemical compound. It's good for nothing by itself. But when mixed together, like two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen, once mixed together, that is a God-ordained trial and a you-ordained waiting on the Lord. And he will deliver you. What gets produced by that osmosis will destroy the enemy every time. And it'll turn you into somebody like this. Listen to this verse spoken by King David after he discovered this secret. This is Psalm 56, verse 9. Psalm 56:9 says this. It says, When I call to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me. Look at the attitude of this guy. Is that you today? Look at the attitude that David had about his enemies. Look at the attitude and the faith and the trust that he had in God. He said, when? It's when, then, and because. When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. Remember, this is the same thing for you. Friend, Paul said, if God is for me, who can be against me? Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You've got what David had. Do you believe it? When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. Works for me at 4 a.m. every day. When demons are unbelievably trouncing on my head every night, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is on my side. I want you to have the same confidence as me, as these other people here in the Bible. That's how Paul says, none of these things move me. Because he met God was bigger than his problems. And I want to see you do the same thing. I want God to be bigger than your problems too. Let's magnify the Lord together. Make the Lord bigger than your problems. Make the Lord bigger than this coronavirus fear that's destroying people out here. When did God start watching out over you? I mean, must I say this in here every week? God has always had your back. He's always watched out over you. When you call out to God, then your enemies will scatter. This I know because God is on my side and he's on your side too. None of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. That's all he cared about. Finishing his race with joy, not a scowl, and fulfilling his ministry. And to raise one hand and place his other on a stack of Bibles and testify to the good news. God loves you. He's testifying to the grace of God. Hand on a Bible, the other hand up, and that is Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Thank you, Lord, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what Paul testified to. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to